the book Hebrews, part 297. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book that you keys to the book of Revelation, which is also the book that, or the handbook that I'm using for the study that we are currently busy with, the revelation of the book Revelation, which is a A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. You can contact us at my WhatsApp number. It's a plus 27 international code, and the number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website. It's https://yafah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. New people is always welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the English studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, those that is dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege that we, as part of the Bride of Yafashua University, can gather together every morning to study the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. That which He intended through Yafashua for us to gain the revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. He says Hebrews 11:26. They're still referring to Moses here as a young man, esteeming the reproach of Yafa's great riches. So what did he did? He looked at the great richness which is in Yafa Almighty. And he weighed that up with the life of a season, being called the son of the Pharaoh. The one that most probably would have inherited the throne of Egypt if the Pharaoh would have died. And being a Hebrew man, weighed it much heavier than being part of a pagan system for all his life. And because of the decision that that Moses took, because of the decision that he took, changed the whole history of the nation of Israel forever. Once man's decision change the destiny of a whole nation, the nation of Israel. If he chose to just be called the son of Pharaoh, living in the way that he was served with the people serving him, his servants, and being acknowledged as the son of Pharaoh all over, a lot of things would have never happened as Israel, as a nation, after 430 years in bondage, would not have been led out by Moses out of Egypt. But his decision that he made changed history. And so are we today in this 21st century, being part of the Bride of Yafashua universally. the decisions that we make change history forever. And the changes that we made was not out of free will. When they spoke to me about the revelation word, I didn't want to know anything about it. I didn't want to have part in it. I was happy being called a pastor, although I was studying, I already did my doctoral degree. I was happy with the ministry that I had on that time. And I think all of that made a half of a resistance when this gospel of everlasting life through the revelation names, the ancient, original, Hebrew, sacred names, when it came to me, there was a massive resistance. But once the Ruach HaKodesh got hold of me and convinced me through the scriptures, and Pastor Rika, my wife, on the other side, being busy where the Ruach used her, and she took the Bible and started making a study of it, Uncle Tase's Bible. And once we discover the greatness of this revelation, the decision that we as a family, myself and Pastor Rico, made, was to start and preach this revelation gospel unto a lost world. Not to, with the intention to preach it to millions of people. That was not what we even thought. It's like the Bible says in Acts 2 verse 7, go wait in Jerusalem till you are anointed with the Ruach HaKodesh, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, Samaria, and the outer skirts of the earth. So what happens? Throw a little stone in the water, it makes a ring, Jerusalem, Judea, Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, Samaria, the outer skirts of the world. This is what happened with the gospel. We started here, and it just started making waves, rapids, becoming a tsunami, which is unstoppable today. Not even Satan today can stop it, doing whatever he wants to do. Why? There's too many other people today who's grounded, who is cemented in the revelation word and being called Yahvist, full-blooded Yahvist, men and women and young people. This is the difference. 16, 17 years ago, it was myself and Pastor Rika. When Tase has died, I'm talking in South Africa, a few people, other people, few other people. But it is just like a felt fire, unstoppable. And this is what it is. The decisions that we make today will change the lives of generations in times to come. We made the decisions, it influenced our children. The grandchildren on the moment is busy with the gospel in this revelation names. The two sons, they're spending time and time and time. I'm talking about grandsons. Time in the revelation word, in the studies. Acquainting themselves. Sharpening themselves through the Ruach HaKodesh. And the decisions that they made, or they make, will change their life and style forever. My grandson, who's 24 years old, He got up Sunday morning out of the church and he just walked out of the church. Because certain hymns they were singing didn't rhyme with what he believes the scripture is saying. And him and his wife got up and they just walked out of the church. And he phoned me and he says, "Granny, this is what I did." I said, "Well, you do as what you feel the Ruach leads you to do." A young man standing up for the truth, and he's just came to the word, the revelation word about a month ago. I believe that Jaffa's going to raise him as an evangelist, him and his brother, his younger brother, who's 20 now. I believe he's raising them as evangelists for this revelation gospel we are living in. And this is what we must do. We must realize that the decisions we are taking is influencing other people's way of thinking and acting. Acting out the promises of what is promised in the Bible. As Moses weighed up the life of being the son of Pharaoh, or being a cast out, going into the desert, leading out Israel unto a promised land that he did knew his forefathers, Abram, Isaac and Jacob, spoke about, but never received. He believed he could take Israel out of Egypt. And the decisions that he made under the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, and this is what important. When we make decisions in 2026, we need to be very sure they are saturated with the Ruach HaKodesh, the anointing, the unction of the Ruach HaKodesh. That the decisions we make is not just a self-enriching idea. It must be saturated with the anointing, the unction of the Ruach HaKodesh. You know what will happen from there on? It will just become a tsunami. And so we can bring testimonies of different people who became Yavist in this last couple of years, all over the world, through the internet, where people is just starting preaching and teaching the gospel in home cells, in small Bible groups, on Facebook groups. It's not longer just one or two of us, it's all over the world. Suddenly the people that was gunning us, that was sharpening their knives to cut us down, suddenly they don't have myself and Pastor Rico just to accommodate. Suddenly we have many, many pastors. The pastors and their wives. And the pastors and their husbands, their acquaintance, they all on Facebook and internet. So what do I say? We are living in the season where Yaffa is pouring out his riches in knowledge and revelation into this time where people is seeking for the truth. We must not deny people the revelation truth. And the best way not to deny people this revelation truth is to live the truth. To be the truth. To represent the truth. To expose the truth. Our lives must be like a big billboard, shouting out, Yahushua is coming. He's going to Parousia, his bride. He's going to draw us away from this earth into heaven in glorified bodies. Oh, there is so many different ways that we can expose that which has happened within us unto a lost world. Because we're living in the time of the big lie. And people is following lies after lies. We're having this daily, where people is coming to repentance. We're in the near future, within the next couple of weeks, we're going to have an immersing service or a baptizing service again. We will let you have the dates. Were you welcome just to come and have a look at it, or if you was, are you interested in being immersed, becoming part of the bride of Yahushua, becoming a full-blooded Yahvist, to be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sins. We're living in the time of change. People is looking for change. Change of different things in the world. But people is seeking after the truth. It says the truth shall set you free, and set you free indeed. Hallelujah. What a privilege to function in the truth. The truth shall set you free, and it will set you free indeed. Now tomorrow morning I'm going to just stop on this scripture, verse 26 again, because there's one or two things I still need to be said about it. And let's, in this day, we don't wait for tomorrow, but let's start today and say, Father, use me as a spiritual billboard in order for people to experience the revelation truth in and through our lives. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.